Last year, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy released an advisory on a public health crisis related to loneliness and isolation in the United States.
He warned of the mental, emotional, and even physical health risks that can come with loneliness.
Also last year, a program in Appleton began offering a local solution to loneliness and isolation. The Community Living Room offered pop-up listening spaces around town, providing peer support and connection for residents. Just last month, the program was finally gifted a permanent space of its own.
The goal is to boost interpersonal connection and improve mental health outcomes for participants.
Karen Iverson-Riggers is a Wisconsin-certified peer specialist, lead trainer of emotional CPR for the state of Wisconsin, and a founding worker and owner of Ebb and Flow Connections Cooperative, which facilitates this community living room project. And Sarah Kohlbeck is an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral medicine, director of the Division of Suicide Research and Healing in the Comprehensive Injury Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She's the academic partner on the Community Living Room Project. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Karen, thanks for being with us.
So glad to be with you.
All right, Karen, talk us through what the Community Living Room looks like, how it works in practice.
Yeah, so Community Living Room is a project of Ebb and Flow Connections Cooperative, and it's really centered on creating connection. So this really came out of recognizing the need in community with folks feeling really lonely and isolated and wanting to create a space that breaks down a lot of the barriers that people often find when seeking support. So there's no appointments needed, no forms. You come in and we welcome you just like I'd welcome you into my living room. We have food, we have beverages, and folks there who are there to listen.
And that's the key to this. If I show up as a participant here, I'm not talking to a therapist, right, who's going to give me advice or prescriptions or cognitive behavioral therapy. I'm going to be talking to someone who's a really good listener. Do I have that right?
That's right. And all the folks who are listeners in our community living room all have their own experience with mental health, substance use, trauma, other adverse experiences. So we've been there. We talk about connection as being seen, heard, and valued just as you are, right? Without judgment, without fixing, without, oh, have you tried? Or as we often do out of our own discomfort to try to kind of silver lining something. We're just there to be present for whatever is present for that person. And sometimes we're laughing together and sometimes we're crying together. Really that gift of human to human connection.
And Karen, who do you have in mind as the participant, people who would take advantage of the service that you're providing here? What do you expect people would be coming in with?
So we say that connection is prevention. So lots of times folks don't reach out until they're really struggling. And often they make that call, right? And they're told like, oh, you have to wait 6 weeks or 3 months for an appointment or to talk to somebody. So the idea of community living room is really to be kind of on that prevention side, right? When you're first struggling or even before you might be struggling and just looking for connection. We need connection as humans. And so when we think about who comes into community living room, it's really for everyone.
Sarah, let's bring you into this. Karen just mentioned that concept. Connection is prevention. Now, I know in a lot of your work, you've done work with specific at-risk groups, farmers, medical professionals, to see what works in suicide prevention. How important a part of our mental, our emotional well-being is just that simple concept of connection?
Yeah. And I guess what I will say is that really connection is the antidote to pain, right? When we are experiencing, you know, whether it's a mental health challenge or some other sort of life challenge, that social connection is the key to really improving, whether it's, you know, health outcomes or, you know, even just the situation that a person is in. We know that social connection from the suicide prevention literature and from the mental health literature is incredibly protective. So I think, you know, with the community living room piece offering that connection sort of in the community in a very accessible way, it's really doing a lot in terms of that upstream prevention for, you know, whether, again, it's a mental health challenge or even suicide.
Karen, you've been doing these living rooms as pop-ups since last year. I understand now it's got its own space in downtown Appleton. I'm really curious how you set the stage, right? How do you make this a setting where people feel comfortable maybe talking to a stranger about something that they're not comfortable talking even to their own friends and loved ones with? How do you make that a good space for that to happen?
Yeah, that's real. And through our experience in doing pop-ups in community, sometimes folks will like point blank say to us, why are you here? What are you doing? And so we'll invite into the space, we'll explain, right? We're just here to listen. And often that shows up, like we don't force any connection. We are just present. And so when you come into our space in downtown Appleton, we've got couches and a rug and lamps and there's food on the table and there's coffee and there's tea and we have warm cookies because warm cookies in the living room, right? And so really that breaking down the barrier of saying that there's really not an expectation of how you have to be here. We're just here to be present with you.
We are talking about the Community Living Room Project. Karen Iverson Riggers is with us, a founding and worker and owner of Ebb and Flow Connections Cooperative. They facilitate this project. Sarah Kolbeck also with us, academic partner on the project, director of the Division of Suicide Research and Healing at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Let's, Karen, talk about listening. And people might hear listening and think, that's easy. We listen all the time. I've learned slowly in my personal professional life that no, listening is a real skill. Can you talk about the kind of training that goes in for the listeners in this project?
Oh, you absolutely put it right, right? We get a lot of training on writing and speaking and reading, and we receive very little facilitation on what it means to really listen. So we have a training that's called emotional CPR or ECPR. So just like you take CPR for your physical heart, ECPR is for supporting folks in emotional distress or crisis. And so it really focuses on a couple of things. One is centering ourselves, like being fully present in the moment. And how do we do that? And connecting with ourselves. And then also thinking about in listening, how do we connect at the level of emotion? How do we connect with saying, oh, I can identify a time in my life when I felt that way. I can really feel with you. So you might describe it as listening in empathy.
Sarah, you've been through the ECPR training, the emotional CPR training, I understand. What kind of things did you take away from that?
Yeah, it's interesting because as the academic partner on this project, I really wanted to attend the ECPR training just to sort of get a feel for what the training is about, the types of things that are taught as part of the training. And so I went in very much with that academic partner kind of hat on. And I found myself very quickly sort of taking that hat off and becoming an active participant because it really is about making those very, very human connections. And I think one of the things that I learned is if you have had human experiences, if you've experienced grief or loss or sadness or loneliness, you have all of the training and expertise that you need to do this listening. And so it really is about sort of that practice then of that really intentional listening with empathy that Karen mentioned.
Karen, it seems to me there's some lessons here for our everyday lives, not just for the listeners at the community living rooms. Like I'll speak for myself. I've been in that situation. Somebody shares a problem and I want to go right to, well, have you tried blank? Or, hey, things are going to work out okay. How do we get past those sort of responses we go to and give the person what they actually want and need?
Well, those are very human responses, right?
I hope so.
When we care deeply about other people, right, we don't want to see them in pain. Or we see that in community, even somebody we don't know, right? We don't want to see them in pain. And so lots of times out of our own discomfort, we go to like, let me fix it, or let me tell you it's okay, like, or all of those kind of things. And there's something so powerful about just witnessing pain, just being a witness, right? To say like, I see you, and that sounds really hard, or I really don't have any words. I'm just so glad you told me. And often that kind of listening without like fixing, it can be so powerful. We say in our work that pain witnessed is pain transformed. It doesn't fundamentally change anything about what that person is going through, but something fundamentally shifts when we really feel witnessed right where we are.
Karen, this is in Appleton. We're on the radio statewide. Suppose somebody out there is listening thinking, hey, yeah, we need this in our community. What would you say to them to help them steal your idea?
Yes, we would love to see community living room everywhere and accessible for folks. And so one of the pieces is emotional CPR training that we do. We offer that both in person and virtually. So that's accessible to anyone throughout the state. And that's a great way to build some understanding about what this project really means and how we listen. And so we have folks that are in Madison, we have folks that are in Menominee, we have folks in the kind of Lakeshore region, Manitowoc, Sheboygan, we have folks in Green Bay who are all working to build community living room in those communities. So it's really exciting to see this project grow, expand, and I would love to see this everywhere. So everyone has a space to connect.
Karen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Karen Iverson-Riggers is a founding worker and owner of Ebb and Flow Connections Cooperative in Appleton. Sarah Kolbeck is director of the Division of Suicide Research and Healing at the Medical College of Wisconsin. We talked to them about Appleton's community living room, a new space for interpersonal connection.